This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:42. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And that song was no accident because we are now joined by Danya Nair from the news team for a story about ice cream. Specifically, ice cream parlours in the UK have seen a loss of nearly £300 million as a result of the COVID-19 restrictions. But several shops have continued to survive using some pretty creative solutions. Danya, what's the scoop?
So I think, you know, many ice cream parlours, they've had difficulty keeping their businesses afloat because, unlike other fast food establishments, you know, they can't really count on using drive-through services. And just simply because, you know, ice cream parlors, you're meant to be able to enjoy them indoors, you know. So several owners in the UK actually started doing home delivery services. However, you know, they weren't allowed to play any jingles or announcements because that was deemed to be enticing a crowd, which to me makes sense if you think about our own experience with, you know, the ice cream uncle coming down our jalan. So shop owners had decided to sort of use social media to get people to order ice cream, you know, adopting the pizza delivery system, with whole streets of neighbours putting in joint orders. And, you know, while some of the restrictions in the UK have been lifted, sellers have continued on with their delivery services anyway. We've also seen some running competitions to attract customers back. For example, Filippo Mancini, a fourth generation ice cream maker, he ran a competition where customers would pay £7.50 or 43 ringgit for 12 scoops of ice cream, whatever flavor you want to eat. You get a little biscuit on top and, you know, some whipped cream. You get 15 minutes to eat it. And if you manage it, you get a certificate and you get your money back. Mancini says that about 12 people have succeeded so far, and he plans to run the competition again next month.
And, you know, it makes a lot of sense for ice cream parlors, like many other businesses, to turn to social media. But I also heard that they've been using the growing number of staycations to their advantage.
Yeah, so actually the Ice Cream Alliance, which can I say is the best name for Alliance, has launched a Great British Ice Cream Staycation campaign to support its members. So sort of helping them promote their products to those who are holidaying in the country. So, you know, they provide them with things like a marketing toolkit, guides on how to improve their sales. They've also, you know, helped run a social media competition to win a year's worth of ice cream. Please sign me up. And several shop owners have said that this has built sort of a real community spirit within the sector. So, for example, an operator in Scotland, Katie Alston, says that, you know, the shop owners promote each other, basically. So, you know, they ask customers where they're from, and then they tell these customers about the parlors and manufacturers from their own sort of hometown. And the whole experience has really taught operators that the ice cream business doesn't have to stay seasonal. Katie also says that her parlor is going to run workshops teaching people how to make gelato. And she's also looking at hosting groups to make more autumnal or Christmassy flavors.
Until you brought this up, I actually didn't think too much about how much the restrictions and the pandemic has changed the way I experience ice cream, right? And I realized I've missed it. I've missed just going to the shop. You can't taste the flavors anymore. That's one thing that's changed, and that makes me really sad as well.
I know. I need to know what my options are before I can choose.
Otherwise, I stick to the same boring ones.
Right? I need the perfect combination.
Let us know. Do you miss the ice cream parlor experience? How has your ice cream eating habits changed over the course of the last year? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018 789 8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Thank you, Danya, for that keep in view.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.